Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Here I am again, the luckiest man on the planet. You wake up in the morning, God's smiling down on you, and the lovely, beautiful Miss Pam Tillis calls in to talk to me. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
First things first, the Grits and Glamour Tour, the logo, the picture, meow.
Wow. Yeah, my husband is really a good photographer, and he took that, and we had the best time doing that photo shoot. We felt like little girls again playing Barbie.
And the Grits and Glamour Tour is going on right now, and you're actually sprinkling in some acoustic shows throughout the year as well.
Yes, yes, that's right. Well, the Grits and Glamour actually is somewhat acoustic. There's no drums, but we have a good band. It's just a little bit more unplugged. And then I do a trio thing myself. I tell you, I love working with my full band, and we have a great drummer and all that. But doing all these acoustic shows, as much as we're working, it's been a great thing for my voice. It's just so effortless, you know. And people say they love it. They can hear the words. And, you know, I don't know. It's just really laid back. And it's a nice format. I'm enjoying it very much.
And it's a change of pace. You get to strip it down a little bit. There's not the whole, you know, the whole dog and pony show. It's just you and a guitar, so that's got to be nice.
Yeah.
Your latest album, Dos Divas with Lori Morgan, came out last July. How fun was that to make? Did you ladies, like, sit around, write songs, and drink beer or wine or appletinis like the guys do, or was it something totally different?
Well, we tried to make it, you know, a fun environment. Sure, there wasn't much moonshine involved, though. There really wasn't. It was pretty down to business. But, there was a lot of camaraderie. When you do a record with somebody else, it's different, you know? It's just a little more fun. We try to keep the mood, you know, not overly serious. And I enjoyed the whole project, start to finish. It was just very enjoyable. It's the first time I'd ever collaborated on a whole record like that.
Danielle Bradbury covered
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. She covered one of my favorite songs from you. Maybe it was Memphis on The Voice. And then she sang Shake the Sugar Tree as well. How does it make you feel an up-and-coming superstar like that sings your songs?
It's nice. You know, I think that was, you know, Blake Shelton's idea. And, you know, and his wife, Miranda, they really like, they're very familiar with me from a certain era. You know, they're growing up, and I've run into Miranda a bunch of times, and she says, "I love you." And so I think they had those songs, you know, in their mind, and they were, you know, teaching, you know, some of these young kids. It's funny, we get a lot of really young kids to our shows, though, and some of them remember that era of country music and were aware of it, and some of them weren't, but I guess we're the classics for that age group.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No,
hey,
okay,
I love
good.
It.
Have you ever heard someone sing one of your songs and it was just like god-awful? Were you just like, oh my God, please stop singing my songs and sing something else?
Yeah, I have. I've heard some real bad karaoke. I think the funniest thing was going to Ireland and turning on the television. And they were having a talent show on, and there was a girl from Wales singing "Me Be the Loca," and that was kind of funny.
Oh wow!
She didn't even speak English. She spoke Gaelic, so that was interesting.
I just started following you on Twitter. It doesn't look like you tweet a whole lot. Seems like the last tweet I saw
I am a total Twitter failure.
The last one I saw you do was like 7 months ago.
I know. I just I like Facebook and I like Instagram. Those are the ones that I gravitate towards, but I keep saying I'm going to pick it back up, but there's just too much to do.
Yeah, you're touring, you love to cook, you love to write, you love to eat.
I got such a full plate. Plus, I've got to tell you, you know, it's really hard for me to say things in a small amount of characters. That just doesn't really fit my personality.
Is that a Southern Belle thing? Is that what that is?
I don't know. There's plenty of tweeting Southern Bells. It's just a me thing. It's a Tillis thing, I think.
Okay. Now, you're a gardener as well, right?
Uh-huh.
You love gardening. If I wanted to become a gardener, how would you get me into that?
How would I get you into it?
Yeah. You'd slap some overalls on me and give me, like, one of those little shovel things and say, go out and dig something up, or?
Yeah, and first I'd teach you how to compost.
Oh, great. I don't know a lot about gardening, but I know what compost is, Pam.
I mean, you probably know a thing or two about fertilizer, right?
No. Every night on my show from 6 to 11, it's all fertilizer,
Pam. You can hear a lot of fertilizer.
That's right. I just got a chance to talk to Gary Allen a few days ago, and I asked him what his dumbest question that anybody's ever asked him was during an interview.
The dumbest question anybody, I think one time somebody quoted or asked me some questions that were from this really dumb unauthorized biography that was written like in the beginning of my career. And I'm like, why would you believe anything in an unauthorized biography?
Yeah, that's the whole, you know? That's the meaning of unauthorized, is that you didn't sign off on it.
Yeah, right. That means they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Well, I would like to try and challenge that horrible question by asking you possibly maybe the dumbest question you've ever heard. Do you mind if
Okay, go for it.
A few years back, I want to say back when I was in high school, my buddy Shane and I went to one of your shows in upstate New York, and I'm wondering if you remember me and Shane being at your show.
You know, that, no, I really don't, because I've been on the road for 25 years, and it just runs together. It's terrible.
It's a trick question because there's so many people at your show. How hard is it to really know everybody that's at the show?
You just can't.
Exactly. Oh, you're such a good sport for answering that. Tomorrow night at the Royal River Casino in Flandreau, South Dakota, the Grit and Glamour Tour, Miss Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan rolling into town. Pam, thank you so much for calling me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and we're almost there. We're rolling into town.
And we're looking forward to having you.
Thank you. Take care.